Hey guys, welcome to Church Clothes Ministry Podcast, your favorite host game. So I just want to quickly place emphasis on something I missed out on the last episode. From Diary of Jesus Volume 2 would not always stay free, so I advise that you jump on it while you can, because it is still going to become a paid book and subsequently and hardcover book. So I just want to talk briefly about pain. You know, everybody has felt pain in different measures. Everybody has faced trauma in different sizes. So the very first half of the year was, you know, a very big traumatizing event for me. So I learned something very much important, and I left it at the last chapter of the book, the language of grief and forgiveness. You know, at some point, you know, people will just tell you, oh, forgive and forget. I'm not saying you cannot, you know, forgive and forget, but, you know, some things just take process and you can't skip it. You can't, same way you can't like shorten your pregnancy time to 1 month. There are some things that just take time, you know, and that was part of the reasons why you didn't get notification from us for more than a quarter. It was really, really hard. But then I want to ask you this question. How are you? I know you want to say you're fine, you're okay. You are good, you know, you're beautiful, you're amazing. But before we get there, how about just look inward, take a deep breath. How are you? How are you doing spiritually? How are you doing financially? How are you doing mentally? How are you doing physically? What's your state of your health? How are you just doing in your own private life? Do you have a safe space you can just, you know, lean on to? Do you have people that can just, you know, be your light during dark moments? You know, I want to just talk about pain and trauma. I know it might have us to, you know, shed tears at some point, but that's not my intention. Growing up, I was exposed to sexual activities early, like I said in the book, but some of us, it wasn't really like that. You know, someone just shared up a story with me that she got abused by, you know, our uncle, and this uncle is still alive till date, and the man does not feel sorry for what he did. And I told her, you're holding on to that thing and you've not learned the language of forgiveness. You don't forgive people because they deserve it. You forgive people because you deserve peace. You're doing the own forgiveness because of yourself. It's like you're allowing them rot in pain. Because when they know, oh, I had sex with this girl and she's still holding it against me, she would grow up in it. But what they don't tell you is that you don't grow in pain, you die in pain. You don't grow in pain. You don't grow in pain. I mean, you don't grow. I know why I'm hitting on this thing, because this type of pain, especially sexual pain, you don't grow in it. You don't, because the end would definitely be this. You die in it, rather. So it is best you open up, have a safe space where, you know, you can talk about all of these things and just move on. You know, I've even had people, you know, speak to their child that, you know, it was because of you I did not remarry. It's because of you I'm not going forward in life. And I'm like, you don't even have to tell the child all of these things. Like, the woman literally said that she's where she is today because of her daughter. That daughter did not allow her to make progress, that she was even advised to abort and kill the child. I was like, woman, that should not be a thing of joy, that, oh, you did not abort, you did not do this. Fine, that might be, but for now, you are abusing it on the child. You keep telling her every day of her life that, oh yeah, you should be grateful to me for not aborting you and all of that. So back to what we're discussing today, pain and trauma. You know, healing is a process. You would have to, you know, dig deep into layers of your soul till you get to the depth of your soul and you start addressing these issues one after the other. Start taking it out. It might take you months, it might take you months, it might take you weeks, it might take you days, it might take you hours of time. But I'm teaching you how to heal by yourself. Pick up each and every one of the experience one after the other. I even advise journaling, like you can read in from the Diary of Jesus. I advise journaling a whole lot because, you know, you can just write love letter to Jesus. You can just, oh God, I just forgive this person. I let this person go. Not because they really deserve it, but because you just have to heal, you know, slowly from there. And when you are done with it, you know, breathe in and out. If you can, just breathe in and out. Take a glass of water, you know, just pray and then sleep. You know, you might slowly have to start rewiring your brain to, oh, I forgive Mark for hurting me. I forgive Luke for not, you know, listening to me when I told him to stop. Or I forgive John for this. You know, you just have to keep telling yourself that, oh, I'm forgiving these people, and slowly the atmospheric environment around your life will keep changing. I'm telling you this because it has worked for me. It's not like I don't get offended with people, but I mean, there are people that they literally know, oh God, I'm stepping on their toes, but I just want to stand there. I'm like, you don't do this. Like, even if you're doing this to maybe every other person, but consider that we are related by blood. But it seems like this sexual pain does not even consider whether you're related by blood, whether you're related by marriage, you're related by document. It just wants to hurt you. And you have to pick up each and every one of the pain in your soul, the pain of pain. You have to pick them up and you have to decide, no, going forward, I am still going into the global life God has created for me. You know, when I look at the miracles of Jesus and I see phrases like, and his fame spread abroad, and she went about telling each and everyone about him in the city, I hear, oh, he went to show himself to the priest. I'm like, this is it. This is the life. But then a whole lot of persons don't just want to, you know, heal. They just feel, oh, it's better they die with this pain, it's better they do this. But the painful thing about this is, like, if you don't heal from sexual pain, it will take the grace, the mercy, and the favor of God for you to raise a balanced generation. Raising balanced generation, I'm not talking about only your own child. I'm talking about people that will submit to you for mentorship. You know, people that will just, you know, want to trust you, bring up their pain on you. It will take the grace of God for you to not be compassionate about them. You know, I've interviewed a whole lot of persons that they're like, oh, is that what happened to you? They raped you at 15. Oh, sorry, I was raped at 10, so I can't so much relate with what you're saying. Oh, you were raped by your father. Oh, sorry, at least you know the person. I was raped by my dad. You know, things like that try to belittle you. All these words are not words of comfort. You know, I wrote in the book, like, how to grieve. You don't just grieve because, oh, people are grieving. No, there are certain phrases to say. There are certain things to do. There are certain things you must not do. Just saying things you must not do, because grieving is already a pain on its own that they're trying to, you know, get used to. And you're not like, oh, I want to just step on your toes, but I just want to stand there. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't want to offend people. You don't just want to go into the house of someone that probably he just lost his wife and start asking him, oh, when are you going to remarry? There are things you don't even say. So I really much spoke about that, and I just want you to know, if you don't heal, it will infect other areas of your life. I know I've said a whole lot of things, might not raise the balanced generation, you might not be able to you know, go forward, but I want you to know this thing. If you don't heal, it will spread slowly to other areas of your life. And you will not want to know the result, because it's going to be very much disastrous. Apart from you raising imbalanced set of children, it will lead to chaos at the end, because a lot of persons won't be able to trust you, and even yourself, you won't even be able to trust yourself with parenting. You know, your dad raped you, and you're like, oh, hope my husband is not going to do the same to my child. Hope, you know, you just keep having hope this, hope that. So I just want you to know that healing is a gradual process, and if you really want to heal and you need an accountability partner, you can always reach out to me, officialchurchclothes@gmail.com, or just search for Church Clothes on Instagram, and I'll be willing so much to hold your hand on this journey. You know, I know what it means to be at, in fact, lower than the lowest part of pain, and you know, for you to just come out, and you know, I'm full of joy just like that. But I won't lie, it didn't take me 5 minutes, it didn't take me 10 minutes, it didn't take me 24 hours, it didn't even take me a week. It took me months to heal. That's why I conveniently can reach out to anyone and just tell them, hey, I forgive you about what happened, because I'm learning not to hold on. I'm learning to let go. I can't hold on to pain. I let it go. I am rooting for you. I believe in you, and Jesus really wants you to be healed, and I want to do that with you. I want to walk through this journey with you. So please do also send an email, and I'll be waiting for you.